Welcome to the Holy Try Podcast with AY, Dan, and Ken.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
We're on the air.
Yeah, we're on the air live.
Now it's getting started. I guarantee you that.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, the Holy Triumvirate.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back. Another edition of Holy Try Football Podcast. AY here, coming to you from the beautiful state capital of Colorado, Pennsylvania. Post-regular season. It's already done. Ooh, joined to my west, per usual. D-Berg, what's up, man?
Not too much, just watching some NMF. Did I say that right? MNF? Yeah. Monday Night Football. Fantasy and pick and pull implications.
Fantasy implications.
Yeah, Ken, you are right. The regular season is not over. Still Army-Navy.
Only the best rivalry in all of sport.
Yes. To my east, you just heard him. Kansas, what's up, man?
Nothing much. I hope that someday the Army-Navy game will come to the Meadowlands. Or Yankee Stadium. That'd be sweet.
Yeah. I thought it would have by now.
Yeah, but all they do is go to Baltimore or Philadelphia. That's all they do.
Well, again,
they played in Landover before also? They may have played in Landover before.
Probably. Definitely get to check it out, though, if you can.
So, yes.
We are gathered tonight, post-playoff announcement. You guys would literally rock. You know, obviously, what's going on. We're going to do a little championship recap, some news and notes, some Heisman talk, and early bowl thoughts here. Not really much to go over right now. I mean, you guys know what's going on, but we'll just give you some thoughts, I guess. So, without further ado, let's get to some news and notes from the college football world.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
USC East hired a new coach over the weekend. The Mosh Chomp is back. And Temple signed Matt Rhule to a new 6-year deal. Tom Herman extended at Houston through 2020. And Sarkisian filed a wrongful termination suit against USC West.
Wow.
Why not, I guess?
Why not? What's he looking for? $30 million? I'd look for that much, too. I'd file.
Yeah, I mean, according to the troll Clay Travis, he's got a pretty good case here, so they'll settle out of court.
Clay Travis, the lawyer.
One with this.
He's something else.
Yes.
Muschamp going to South Carolina. I don't know how that's going to work, but
Muschamp. Yeah, it had to be their like third or fourth choice, right? I think they wanted Herman. They wanted Rodriguez. I know that. But had to settle for Muschamp. I love how he was saying that he knew what he did wrong. He needs a better offense, but then when he got Kurt Roper again.
Florida fans have been having a good time with that.
I'm looking forward to see if Kurt Roper does better in round two with Muschamp. I think it's funny, Muschamp gets fired, his staff scatters to the wind, and then 1 year later, they're all getting the band back together.
Getting the band back together.
In Columbia.
Yeah, they'll get a nice little party going there in Columbia.
As it always is.
Rhule, I mean, Herman staying there. Really no other big moves. You guys have any news and notes that I missed? I know Dan's been a little bit unplugged. I've been kind of taking a few days off myself.
Yeah. What do you guys think of the North Carolina offensive coordinator taking the North Texas job?
I didn't even see that.
That is a serious question, and I think he's a serious idiot for doing so.
I don't know. You know those offensive coordinators and people, especially that mindset, think that they can go to Texas where there's plenty of talent that goes untracked after the top tier, and you can find many, many diamonds, much more diamonds in the rough down there. Lower tier schools, it's possible. You remember North Texas, what was it, 10 years ago, had two 2,000-yard rushers or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they just played in the Conference USA Championship 2 years ago. That's what I just don't get. I'd love to see a 24-7 on the North Texas football season this year.
Yeah.
What the hell went wrong?
What the hell went wrong? Too.
They got blown out by Portland State.
I know that.
There's no slouch because they beat Washington State.
Yeah, they're a tough team.
Sorry for the 2-minute interlude on North Texas football. I just found that interesting.
If you want to keep going with that, Washington State, who beat Oregon, who beat Stanford,
who beat Notre Dame.
Who beat Notre Dame. They're pretty close. Who lost by 2 points to Clemson. They're pretty close.
They are pretty close. What other news is there? We've got... what's it called? The Heisman Trophy announcing their three finalists. I feel like the last couple of years have been three, right?
Yeah.
They haven't been inviting five like they used to.
Well, they said they determine it based on the top, like, I guess, how close fourth place is.
Uh-huh.
I guess he wasn't very close, so. We got Deshaun Watson, we have Christian McCaffrey, and Derrick Henry.
Yeah. And what are you guys feeling here? Initial thoughts?
I'm okay with just taking three. I'm fine with it. I know we alluded to in the production meeting, it would have been cool to see other guys, you know, just get a shot just to go on the trip and be recognized for their seasons, or in some cases, season plus career, Keenan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Dan, I know you were talking about that. I think that would have been cool to see him there.
Right, yeah, and they were talking about that was one of the nuggets I caught yesterday, bringing him in on a helicopter from the Army-Navy game. That would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean,
on an Air Force helicopter.
Yeah.
Get all three services involved in that.
That would have been pretty, that would have been cool to see. He's had an awesome career, obviously the touchdown leader, and a pretty great goodie this year with a good Navy team. Baker Mayfield, he had a pretty solid year, 35 touchdowns, 5 picks, but he did not run as much as I thought he did.
Yeah, he doesn't run to run. He runs to pass, you know.
Yeah.
And more of the scramble out of trouble and throw it on a broken play deep down the field kind of guy.
He had his two best games, according to the efficiency ratings, were at Baylor and at OK State, too. So he definitely did not hurt himself in the big game department. And Dalvin Cook as well. He just monster numbers. I think the injury missing two games, one just for precautionary reasons, but if he had one drive against Wake Forest, his numbers, 8 yards a carry, upwards of 18 touchdowns, 1,600 yards, just stupid numbers.
Yeah.
He is an exceptional back. He may be my favorite back to watch. I think I like him more than Derrick Henry and Leonard Fournette. Close second, I guess, would be Christian McCaffrey, who is in the Heisman, who will be going to New York. I like Christian a lot. Looks, as everybody has said, looks like another number five from about 10 years ago. Maybe not as flashy, but he's very deceptively fast.
Yeah,
and
he really capitalized on the championship weekend spotlight. Just a monster game against Southern California.
Yeah, you don't get to see him often playing out there on the West Coast with those crazy times packed home after dark. But being able to play in prime time for the East Coast, he had a fantastic game. What did he have, 250 all-purpose at the half? 155, I think, rushing?
So, yeah, he ended up with over 200 rushing, over 100 receiving, over 150 on return yardage, 400-some. Just stupid night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he broke Barry Sanders' record, which is very, very impressive unto itself, albeit with two more games than Barry had. But, hey, that's a record that stood for 26 years. Nobody's broken it since then. So they've been playing 12 games since, 2002, and then 2005, I think it was full-time, or 2006-ish was about full-time 12 games. People have been playing these kind of schedules since then, and nobody's broken it. So don't blame him for that. He built the record. He did a fantastic job this season. I like him a lot. And then the final one, Deshaun Watson. Oh, not the final one. We haven't talked about the other one either. Oh, Deshaun Watson, the quarterback, the lone quarterback in this year's Heisman race. It's funny because the past few years it's been only quarterbacks that have been, really been in contention and doing well, right?
Yep.
Right. Now they've only got one here this year. What can you say about him? He's probably the best deep ball thrower in the country. Extremely accurate, and more than that, he is deceptively fast and strong and a great runner. And I don't say that lightly. He's not a good runner. He's a great runner, and it's weird because he's tall, and I wouldn't say he's lanky, but he's not what you think of when you think of a running quarterback. And he's very, very effective in that offense running the ball.
Yeah, and he received this nomination less than 1 year after his ACL surgery.
The committee should take that into consideration.
Which is pretty remarkable. just having him come back and get back to this elite level so quickly. Pretty phenomenal stuff.
Pretty phenomenal.
And then, I mean, Derrick Henry's 50 carries around there. 1,800-some yards, 20 touchdowns. The guy showed up in the big games, too. Absolute monster in big games versus LSU and Mississippi State. I don't know how he does it. He's the 2-7 favorite now at the win in Vegas, so
yeah.
You could lock that up, Patterson.
I like him. He is, as people have called it, a phone booth filled with cement. It's strange to see a running back run with such so upright. He's a huge guy, 6'3", so you don't see running backs that large, really. Oh, it's weird. He's got an upright running style. We'll see how he does in the NFL, but I mean, odds on, he's probably going to win it. He wouldn't get my vote, honestly, if I were voting. I think I would go with Christian McCaffrey.
Mm.
How about you guys?
I'd go with Deshaun. Strictly off of probably wins above replacement.
And ACC bias.
I'm always looking at what the trophy means. I think it doesn't mean outstanding player.
Yeah.
I mean,
who knows what it means?
I don't know how serious this statement is, but Greg Ward from Houston is so good.
Oh yeah,
like, that guy runs that team. I mean, I know he rushed for 1,000 yards. He threw for, I don't know the numbers.
He did only throw for like 87 yards though against Temple. No offense.
Yeah, I want to he's outstanding. I kind of just want to get his name mentioned, I guess.
Can't wait to see what he does against Florida State.
But, I mean, Dalvin Cook is tough to go against. But, I mean, Deshaun Watson, he led his team. Such a good record. Derrick Henry has the numbers. And McCaffrey has, I guess, the eye test and literally does it all. I really don't know who I'd vote for. I think those three are the top three, though.
I think McCaffrey's durability is very impressive, too.
Yes.
You can make the argument to take him down a peg that he gets all these other guys, got all those touches, they'd be, probably not matching his total yardage, but still it's impressive that he hasn't broken down.
Yes.
You know, I did just realize too, Notre Dame played two of these guys. And I think Deshaun was more impressive in the games.
Well, that's kudos to Notre Dame's D though. With the McCaffrey
the help of
piece.
The monsoon. Help of Joaquin.
No, with McCaffrey.
Yeah, I mean he didn't get 100 yards rushing in that game.
Yeah.
He might have 200 all purpose total, but yeah, I mean they definitely it wasn't easy. To slow him down, but McCaffrey, it's hard to get over last week, too, how impressive he was against, USC definitely wore them down, but I don't know, all three of those guys are so good. Henry's numbers, kind of crazy, though. 23 touchdowns.
Definitely.
That's
very crazy.
It's almost two a game.
I think what hurts Lacy, though, or not Lacy, Henry, though, a little bit is the Trent Richardson. You know, look what he's done.
Since he's joining the NFL.
You're talking about the next level.
Yeah, like people, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, see that. Even Lacy now, I guess, a little bit too. Is he just a product of having mountains to block for him?
It's funny because Lacy didn't have the success at Alabama the way that he has had in the first few years of his career.
Well, he's taken a big step back.
Exactly. This year, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Eating too much cheese and drinking too much beer out there. I've done it. We've all done it. We've all done it, Eddie. I don't blame you. I've eaten the cheese and I've drinking the beer, and I've gained the pounds as well.
Cans winter weight.
Cans winter weight in Wisconsin. You need it to survive.
So that's this weekend. I don't think I'm going to watch it, but
I will not be.
I may be, if I'm not too hammered.
It was definitely a fun year. Who are you guys? Who did you guys predict preseason to win this? Do you guys remember?
What's his name? Kessler.
Oh, okay.
I think I went with Zeke.
You guys were closer than me. I had Chubb.
not of your fault, though. Not your fault.
So we were all wrong there.
Yep, we were all wrong.
We were wrong. Ken was wrong. Dan was wrong. AY was wrong.
Yep. Well, let's discuss some words over the championship weekend we just saw. Let's see. American, Houston, and Greg Ward took down Matakevich and Temple. PJ Walker, 24-13. That game was kind of blah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Impressive second half, though, defensively for the Az.
As.
Oh.
Yeah, only gave 7 in the second half. Non-bowl game, Texas-Baylor. No, non-championship game. Texas Baylor. Lynx Hawthorne, guys. How sweet was that?
Oh, except they didn't get the win.
That game was ugly. That game was ugly. But he was sweet.
Lynx, man.
Lynx. Lynx, and if you didn't see, his brother's name is Bricks as well.
Oh, jeez.
Valiant effort. He did his best. And you can't blame him. He's not a quarterback. They were a penalty or two away from pulling it off. I really thought Baylor was going to pull it out.
Yeah.
They could not pass the ball. They ran the ball in that two-minute drill. But my favorite part of it was at the end of the game where Lynx's last throw, he could not make it to the end zone, and then they called a timeout or something and pulled everybody sideline and took Lynx out and just picked the guy with the biggest arm. Can you throw? How far can you? You throw the first? How about you? Yeah? Okay. You're in.
That's smart to do.
Yeah. Great ad-libbing.
Friday at the Mac, we were all right. Bowling Green cruised over to Illinois.
How we all didn't lock up Bowling Green is beyond me. That was a walk-on freshman quarterback.
I proposed a triple barrel. We should have done it.
He threw the ball like my sister. She does not throw the football very well.
No. Dottie.
Dottie.
And
Dottie.
Kentucky fell behind early. 21-0, I think. No, 21-7.
Yeah.
And 145-28 over the Brett Favre's.
I think Southern Miss had 38 injuries in that game. I shit you not.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that one doctor with the Southern Miss crew neck on kept being on the field. That was a sweet sweatshirt.
AY wants Russell to start sponsoring at Notre Dame.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I get one of those sweatshirts, absolutely. the Sports Authority Mountain West Championship game, my lock. San Diego State, if you don't muff that punt, when you're on 10, towards the end of the game, you win that easily. But it cost me another pick, so I apologize.
If Bill Snyder doesn't do Bill Snyder things, then I would have hit mine.
And K-State beat West Virginia 24-23.
Just a stupid game, per usual, with Kansas State involved.
Well, they get my darling Hogs in the bowl game.
Yeah, they won with
their wide receiver.
Their receiver at quarterback again. It isn't the first time he's had to come in relief of Huber, who was already himself their backup quarterback. You remember this wide receiver, his name slips me, but he came in and had them leading deep into their game against the Pokes as well.
Was it Joe Huebner?
No, that is the quarterback that he
spelled
replaced.
Yeah.
Isn't he a receiver too somehow?
No, I don't believe so.
No.
Well, yeah, they're on their seventh one, so who knows?
I think they emphasized don't throw interceptions with these guys. There were some of their passes were 50 feet beyond the intended receiver or short of the intended receiver. Ridiculous. Extremely frustrating for my luck.
SEC Alabama beat Florida 29-15.
That Florida offense, again, just, oh my goodness. They score more than two, though.
They did score more than two, it wasn't all their offense that did it.
After that punt return, I honestly thought, for a brief moment there,
They could do it.
Can they win this 7-5?
Could they do it?
I wish they would have. That would be sweet.
Yeah.
I was cheering so hard off after that punt return. I was like, oh!
Wait a minute.
Here.
To Noville.
That
guy, but I think Gary or Brent pointed out, first of all, roommate of the pod, Caseman, cannot stand Gary. We're sitting there, it's about halfway into the second quarter, and Gary's just, you know, he's just being Gary, saying goofy things, getting overexcited. Caseman goes, "This guy is a blockhead." And I just started busting out laughing. I said, he's the greatest. But
he is the greatest.
Gary or Verb pointed out that roughing the passer to begin the second half really kind of derailed Florida's momentum. Because they had him stopped on a three and out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alabama was able to... I think they got a field goal there, but it just seemed like that was a little bit deflating for the Florida D.
It's a little bit deflating.
Yep.
A little bit, for sure. Pac-12, we lose to McCaffrey and Stanford wore down USC. They kind of jumped out and never looked back and then pulled away in the end. 41-22, which got some coaches fired.
Yeah, just bizarre. How about the extra point kicked into the USC's extra point to begin? They scored a touchdown to begin the second half. I actually thought they were going to maybe win that game after they scored the first. I think they scored the first two touchdowns in the second half, but just completely crumbled defensively. The extra point, though, hit the guy in the armpit that was trying to block it. There's no lift.
And the two nightcaps, guys, the 8 o'clock games, pretty good games.
Pretty good. Offsides, anyone?
Michigan State took down Iowa and Clemson.
Hey, that shit happened to Penn State, too, last year in Ann Arbor. I don't see people making a stink about that one. I was unfortunate to see the referees take word from the ACC office that they must get Clemson into the playoffs, and they let them slide on through, or tried their best, because North Carolina almost got the second onside kick. It was a valiant comeback effort, and they have nobody to blame but themselves to fall behind that way. I felt like throughout the first quarter, or first half even, North Carolina, you know, had their opportunities to jump on Clemson. They were stopping Clemson's offense. They had opportunities, but they just couldn't put enough distance between them. They had leads separate times in the first half, but once Clemson got that final score on the last second, at the last second in the first half, you could tell momentum had swung permanently, and Clemson was ready to bury them there. Which they did. They jumped out to a pretty big lead there early on in the second half before North Carolina came back.
Yeah, how about them out gaining by a shit ton, too?
Oh, yeah.
600 yards. The Chizik. Minor setback for the Chizik.
Michigan State, what a meat-grinding drive.
22 plays.
The drive. They're talking about that like it's the best drive of all time, which it might be. No FBS team had more plays in a drive than Michigan State did this season. It's the longest drive that anybody's had in FBS. Legendary. They had multiple fourth down conversions. No, maybe one fourth down conversion, I believe. And then the fantastic effort at the end. Iowa, you got to feel for them. They played their hearts out. Just didn't have the steam at the end of the game to come up with the stop they needed. Question, would you have let Michigan State score there after they had gotten that last first down?
I agree there,
with about 2 minutes to go. With about 2 minutes to go, would you have let them score?
Yeah, no way Kirk Ferentz was doing that, though.
Yeah, evidently.
But,
well, as evidenced.
Do you trust the offense to score then?
I think the odds are that Michigan State is going to pound it in for one with four tries. You don't think? Well, odds got to be up there at like 80-90%, right?
Yeah. Maybe you just hope for like a false start or something. You never know.
Maybe.
That's tough. It's hard to just wave the white flag there.
Yeah, it is. But how nervous do you got to be if you're a Michigan State fan? I mean, time and time again, the same play. You know my stance on running the same play all the time. Law of averages. There's going to be a bobble snap in there. There's going to be a penalty. There's going to be a fumble. But credit to Michigan State. They kept their composure, and even down there at the goal line, they did not bumble anything. They pounded it in. That's a credit to them. And I was nervous for them and nervous for Iowa. It was a heart-pounding game.
Did not want to be a fan in that game.
Did not want to be a fan in that game, and boy, was it as Big Ten as ever. The most Big Ten finish that I've ever seen.
Congratulations to Michigan State winning the overrated bowl.
A little salty.
Yeah, the AY saltiness bowl.
AY will get a shot at the Big Ten soon enough. Him and his team will get a shot at the Big Ten soon enough.
All this, sooner or later, join a conference talk. If you tell me I can join the Big Ten West, sign me up every year.
Oh, and this is coming from an ACC Coastal. I agree.
No, but yeah, it was a pretty good primetime slate. And what are we down to now? The college football playoff.
The college football playoff. Remember me for centuries.
For centuries. One this year is
history.
Yes.
Anyway, I couldn't believe you didn't know what that song was like over halfway through the season.
I didn't.
Or was it you, Dan?
It was
didn't
Dan,
know
yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
It was
know
Dan
was,
that didn't
yeah.
know history.
Great was, song. I can understand that. It does sound just like it.
History. It's a great song.
Well, the playoff, Clemson, Oklahoma, Michigan State, Alabama, the committee get it right?
Yes.
Yeah, I do. If I'm Michigan State, I wish they got it wrong, though. I'd rather take on Clemson than Alabama, I think.
Oh, yeah, the actual ranking. Yeah, I think that – see, we got to remember this type of deal with Oklahoma going down a spot without playing. Could come up in future years if it's still a 14 playoff.
Yes, exactly. That's a great point is and also with Stanford jumping to Ohio State, you got to take in. They definitely take into account
the extra
put
game.
Heavy weight on the championship game.
Yeah, which as they should, in my opinion.
As they should, in my opinion.
I mean, Pitt got snubbed, but
got snubbed, but that's okay.
We'll save that for another day.
It was because they wouldn't bring their fans wouldn't travel.
Right.
That's exactly it, yeah.
AY, what do you think? We haven't heard your take.
I think the four teams they got right, I was led to make a case for Stanford, but I don't think I could. That's
two losses.
Yeah.
I still stand by, I think we talked about at the end of last year, eight teams. And then Cano argued about the integrity of the regular season.
And I wouldn't be against it, but I do like how four teams and there's five power conferences and nobody's guaranteed in, you know.
It's because you like the affair.
What's that?
It's because you like the affair.
I like the affair. I like the musical chairs. I
like the drama.
I love the drama. Can loves the drama.
If only Notre Dame would have made the playoff, then we would have eight teams next year.
Honestly, at this point, if Brian Kelly stays, which I guess we'll see in the next month or so, that's the Power Five and Notre Dame. No?
Power Five and Notre Dame.
What do you mean?
The six vying for the four spots.
Oh, yeah. But if Notre Dame would have got in and they would have shut out two conferences, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Those commissioners would have had a freaking cow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how do you feel? I mean, I guess obviously Notre Dame and Clemson played each other, but had Notre Dame beaten Stanford and then jumped Oklahoma, how do you think the other commissioners would feel about that with 1.5 ACC teams getting in?
Very mad.
Yeah.
Very mad.
Yeah.
But you think they would? They love Oklahoma. People love Oklahoma. You think they would have put them in over?
We're just saying, in theory.
Just for argument's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In theory. Yes.
Like Bowlesby'd probably still be firing off shotgun shells in the street.
Oh my God, Bowlesby would secede. They would go to Mexico and make their own college football league down there.
South of the Border Conference.
Yes.
But yeah, we got that right. We got some pretty juicy New Year's Six matchups, though. I mean, that Rose Bowl game's already over.
will you be able to stay awake for that?
That'll be the 5 o'clock game. Absolutely. I might have to watch the first half by myself somewhere isolated if I'm upset. I won't be upset. The Irish do play, yeah, we got lucky. The 1 o'clock game New Year's Day, so my New Year's Eve is fine.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that was
I'm really excited. I'm really excited for that game.
What, Notre Dame Ohio State?
That's probably what I'm most excited for outside of the playoff. And, of course, Pitt-Navy.
Yeah, Pitt-Navy, Penn State, Georgia. How do you guys feel?
I feel real good about this matchup, but I think it's best possible scenario for Penn State. They get a name brand opponent who has a pretty good record, 9-3, probably the weakest 9-3 team in college football, weaker than probably most 8-4 teams. But I think Penn State not only matches up well, but I think they're in good shape, and I think you couldn't ask for more as a Penn State fan.
Yeah, they hawked Pitt's my dream Pitt matchup, Georgia. Wouldn't that be something? Getting ready to roll into the royal blue and mustard yellow, playing Georgia like the old days to end the season.
Oh yeah, that Sugar Bowl.
The Sugar Bowl and two Sugar Bowls, I believe.
Yeah,
and beat them twice.
And Penn State played them in the Sugar Bowl too.
That's a far cry from today, though.
Yeah. Pennsylvania full
for all three. Couldn't you argue all three teams? It's a far cry at this point. The farthest cry probably for Pitt, but
yeah,
you can definitely argue that for sure.
Yeah. It's a far cry.
We got some sweet games though.
I mean, yeah, I'm very much.
We get a bonus Mountain West game, as you guys pointed out to me. Just when you thought you had enough. Mountain West.
You can never have enough Mountain West.
The Duke, Indiana, they're playing football this time.
Oh, my goodness.
Twice in 1 month. Good job.
Beaver going out against Tulsa.
Not good.
Unlimited possibilities in that game. It's got to end 0-0 in regulation, right?
Yes, it has to. And Frank Beamer will just get carried off with arms outstretched.
They'll end in a tie for sure.
If there isn't a, I guess, splash of water or what's it, cold water to the face, then a bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana, to end your career. Then it's time to end your career. That's what I was trying. That's what I was getting at. I don't know what is. Took me 30 seconds to say that, but.
Agreed. Yeah. How many yards does Fournette run for against Texas Tech?
500.
That could be just brutal.
If they need him to.
Will Memphis beat their second SEC team of the year?
I think so.
I think so, too. Carolina Baylor and TCU Oregon. Oh, man.
What game are you watching?
First impressions here. Just first impression. Let's see. Well, you guys got anything in mind here?
I mean,
I'm actually kind of, I'm excited for that Ohio App State game.
Wow. Wow.
I really don't want to watch Central Michigan versus Minnesota in the fucking Quick Lane Bowl. I really do not want to do that. Unfortunately, I'll probably be driving back from Annapolis. So,
Annapolis.
That is the nightcap of the Military Bowl on December 28th.
You're lucky. You'll get to miss that.
I'm not just saying. I mean, that's pretty bad. That is pretty damn bad.
I am pretty excited for the Royal Purple Las Vegas Bowl, BYU.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Holy War in Sin City.
That's pretty awesome.
That's a nice first Saturday in the cozy 3:30 slot. Oh, yeah. Oh,
that is ideal. Yeah. I'll tell you. Oh, go ahead, Kent.
Is Bronco going to be coaching that game?
I doubt it.
No, he's gone.
Yeah.
Is he?
I'm excited for Georgia State. I'm not excited to watch their game, but I'm excited for Georgia State.
So you're excited for Jeff Jagodinski?
They didn't have an FBS. This is the first year they've had FBS wins, I believe.
Am I confusing them with Georgia Southern in that they could not go bowling last year?
Yeah, you are. Well, neither team could. I think they both came in at the same time. But I don't think Georgia State had an FBS win until this year. So I'm excited for them.
Jeff Jagodinski.
Jeff Jags. Yeah, not a big fan of his, but...
No, he's
an idiot.
He's been connected with the Penn State job. Offensive coordinator job.
Well, I'm going to give out an early pick. Georgia State's getting 3.5. I need them to win that game outright.
Okay.
Wow.
Against the Lotus. Spartans.
Spartans traveling cross country, body clocks. Shit, we should probably edit that out so we can save that for the preview pod.
Body clocks.
Body clocks.
I'll bring that back in.
That's it for my first impressions.
Have you mentioned the Air Force Reserve Celebration Bowl yet?
Have not. That doesn't really count, though.
No. That one's on ABC, though.
Why are you underwater right now?
I'm underwater again.
No, now you're good.
You brought your head up now.
It sounded like you were trying to talk through your iPad, or through your pillow to your iPad. You're good now, though.
That is, that's a quick rundown. You guys got anything else you want to go over?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so.
We haven't figured out the schedule for this bowl season, but we will with Can's trip to foreign territory.
On charter waters.
Schedules. We will figure something out and get all these games. We're fired up for them all.
Fired up for them all.
I'm ready to make picks, for sure.
That makes two of us.
One last go around, yet again. Maybe we'll be able to get them all on the air this year.
I don't think we're doing our bull pick'em this year because I'm pretty sure only 5 people did it last year. and three of them are on this podcast.
I don't think I did one last year.
Oh, that might have, yeah, you might have forgot to do the poll. Yeah, we'll wait. We'll wait till we get Red Lightning.
At some point.
Red Lightning.
Maybe we'll have a guest on to do some picks. Who knows?
Rattay?
We've got to get him on. He's clamoring. He's been actually retweeting us. He's probably almost figured out how to listen.
Rattay.
Oh, yay. Oh, I'm fresh out of stuff for tonight, guys.
I'm fresh out of stuff for tonight.
It makes three of us.
Hey, why, you caught up on Homeland yet?
I'm not yet.
It's getting pretty good. Dan, you caught up on Affair yet?
I am caught up.
Oh, I'm not. I wanna watch the latest one. I've heard that what's it called? The Leftovers is very good this season.
Yeah, I heard it. What is it, completely different?
Multiple sources. Well, Kramer loves it. Kramer's loving it.
Brother of the pod.
Andrew was loving it.
Mm-hmm. Roommate of the pod, Dylan loves it.
Wow. Ken is about six episodes in. He's heard that the seventh episode, there's a lot of pop shit in it, so he's looking forward to that. Maybe getting to that tonight, but probably not. It's late already.
And it's about that time for my 20 seconds of movies. Room and Brooklyn, very good. The actresses, Larson and Ronan, killed it. Do you suggest seeing that this week? Go out and see something like Trumbo or get ready for the Danish Girl.
You know what we forgot? I just realized what we forgot.
No, we didn't forget anything. Let's wrap it up now.
We just got trolled.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Wrap it up now.
No. You know what we forgot? Rutgers. Rutgers hired Chris Ash as their head coach. Fantastic hire.
All right, let me get my reaction. That's my reaction.
Let's go, Rutgers!
Oh. We got to do the D2 scoreboard. Moment of silence for our fallen champions. Slippery Rock and CSU Pueblo bowed out.
No. Ah, the Thunder Wolves.
Jack Shepherd knocks off Slippery Rock, and Grand Valley State takes it 31-7 over the... What's their name? The Crazy Wolves or something?
The Thunder Wolves.
Oh, Brian Kelly strikes.
Yep. Brian Kelly strikes again. He's upset. He's angry. He's yelling at the ref.
Oh, man.
CSU Pueblo.
Oh, gosh.
We're getting steamrolled by the troll right now.
Anyway.
Yeah.
We are getting steamrolled.
Yeah, well, now this thing took a turn for the worst. I'm really sad. I'm ready to go.
Oh, man.
I blame Bill Schneider.
All right, we gotta go. I gotta eat a salad or something.
Yeah, and I think the road man's trying to go to bed soon.
Okay.
We have thin walls. So for me, AY here in the beautiful state capital of Commonwealth, Pennsylvania, and for D-Berg at West.
Good night, all.
And Ken in New York City.
I'm coming to your city. Good night.
Thanks for listening, guys. Check us out on Twitter, Holy Try Football. Send us an email. Tell your friends. And have a good one.